The Oklahoma City Indian Clinic is marking its 40th year in operation with a celebration powwow. It will be held on the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds on August 16th. The clinic started in 1974 with a handful of volunteer health care providers looking to fill the need of urban Indians seeking medical care. David Toidy, Chief Development Officer for the clinic, said the first clinic was just a storefront on Hudson. Toidy said the clinic currently serves 18,000 patients and fills 240,000 prescriptions a year.
Other things that we've been able to add has been dental and optometry. We've been able to expand those. We have really expanded our services with diabetes. One of the problems that Indians face are diabetes and heart disease.
Toidy said prevention and education is the key to good health.
About 50 cents on the dollar that we receive goes to preventative. We actually have several programs, BRAID, which is a diabetes education program. We also have other programs such as our Turtle Camp, which is for children, and that is also a diabetes and health-related program where we teach kids at a very young age how to eat healthy, how to make right choices.
In that same vein of preventative measures, the clinic has a wellness center for their patients and four trainers on site to help patients use the equipment and suggest exercise programs. Another accomplishment for the clinic is the number of children immunized. Toidy said 95% of the children seen at the clinic are up to date on their immunizations. That beats the national average on all children, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The work done at the clinic will be highlighted at the celebration powwow. Besides the usual vendors and food booths, will be healthcare providers. Anyone attending can get their blood pressure checked as well as being checked for diabetes. Toidy said in previous years, as many as 1,500 people have attended. It is a contest powwow and grand entry is at 7 p.m. Contests include men and women's contests, tiny tot, and golden age dance contest. It is free and open to the public. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org, or go to our Facebook page. Look for Indian Times.